Look, I'm going to level with you. I have my own things to deal with. After all, we are about to have a lovely landing.
The Orphans, an original cinematic audio drama, is now available.
And now, The Orphans Facility, an exciting new prequel series. Catch up with Season 1 with new episodes of Facility coming bi-weekly.
Flame On is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geeky programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
What's going on, everybody? This is Pat, your talking bearskin rug, here with another Flame On microsode for you. And in the second of the series of singer-songwriters that I want to showcase on the show for you, we have a very special guest. This is a gentleman who I came across through some social media sites and basically just kind of came across him and decided to take a chance on supporting a project he was doing. And since then, I've just become a huge, huge fan. And I'm so happy to introduce you, our Flame On listeners, to the one and only Bobby Joe Valentine. Bobby, how you doing?
Hey, my friend. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this. I love the name of your podcast, the nickname you've given yourself. Everything about this already is just the best.
Well, thank you. We corresponded a little while ago when you were doing some touring, and you had used some of the sites to help kind of put your name out there. And I was like, oh, okay, this guy's pretty cool. I'd watch some of your stuff. And it wasn't until you were doing your Indiegogo campaign for Maybe Stars that I really stopped and took notice of you as an artist. And I have to say that I'm floored by the amount of talent and creativity that you have. So let me get my fangirling out of the way right now.
Thanks, man. I'm so glad that you like the tunes. It's great to know.
Oh, absolutely. And the funniest part was when I actually sent you the first message, I told you that the first time I listened to Maybe Stars after getting it in the mail was while I was playing Super Mario Odyssey.
Yes, that's the best.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, especially with games like that, aside from one part of the game, the festival in New Donk City, like, you have to listen to that that music while you're doing the festival. But outside of that, I don't really listen to video game music while I'm playing. I'll throw on other music or podcasts or, like, other things to listen to. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to this album. And I literally listened to it, I think, about three times on repeat, once right after the other.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I fell in love with it that day. So it is an absolute treat for me to be able to sit down and talk to you and have you on Flame On. So let's go back further than that, because obviously that's, you know, my experience with it. But how did you, like, start doing this? Like, what was the impetus for you to start writing and playing and recording music?
Yeah, well, so I'd always loved music growing up, but it wasn't until I came out when I was 20. I was 23 when I came out. I grew up in a really, really conservative religious culture, independent fundamental Baptist. So, you know, they're like Westboro Baptist Church without the signs, you know, just a little more passive aggressive, but same standards. same kind of stiffness and intensity. And that's all that I knew for, you know, we went to the same school that the church was a part of, Bible college, all that stuff. And so when I left that culture, I had to start completely over again. Like I had to press reset on my life. I had to figure out what I was going to do. And I had just started picking up my guitar again after a long hiatus and writing. And so my songwriting became a way for me to discover my life again. It was like a way for me to figure out what I believed about the world again. Because when you grow up in church, you know, everything you believe about everything is wrapped up in whatever religion you're a part of, if it's a really strict one. And so when I lost that faith, initially I was like, oh, I don't know what I believe about any, like my whole, not just moral compass, but like directional, everything was shattered. And so I had to build it up again. And I knew I loved poetry. I knew I loved songs. So I started writing songs and being like, what's true about the world? And I started writing songs about what I believed about the world. So I had just met somebody, my very first love. And so I was writing a bunch of love songs. That was a good gateway for me to do songwriting. And from there, I just kept writing. And 8 years later, here we are, and I'm able to do it full time. And it's all really surprising and wonderful. I still can't believe I get to do it.
That's awesome. I love how love songs are an impetus for some people. It's kind of funny because either love songs or breakups tend to be the biggest kind of like motivator for a lot of art.
Yep.
You know, I don't know if you know of him, but Damien Rice, who's an Irish singer-songwriter,
he's so good. I love Damien.
Oh, God. Ugh, so good. But it's funny because there's a live album and he's doing this like little like talk before one of the songs that he plays, and he jokes about the fact that he's happy, which is really bad for his songwriting, and that, you know, it'll be a little while before he puts out new music because he's not, you know, in a place that's spurring him creatively that way. And so it's just kind of funny to hear more people talk about how, you know, that that love songs or being in love, you know, helped to spur that along. So your background with the church and having to reset your life, you come back around to a lot of that.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I never thought I would be able to offer music for spiritual communities. I never thought I'd set foot in a church ever again. You know, it's the whole joke of you walk into a church and you burn to the ground. I mean, I carried that with me of like, you know, religion is just not going to work for me anymore. And with it, a lot of kind of all of my spiritual mindset left, unfortunately, which is so bad because, you know, so much of us is our soul and our consciousness, whatever you believe about the world, how your spirit works matters. And so I thought that I totally abandoned that and that was the end. And then some of the songs I wrote started connecting with like these more progressive, gay-friendly, cool spiritual communities. Who would have thought that those kinds of places existed, right? Like, I didn't know. And so, I started getting invited to perform at like these really wonderful faith communities of all shapes and sizes across the country. And it's been really, really cool to try to be an expansive voice in the midst of all this. I feel like every church I go to, I'm always trying to be like, you can believe even bigger than you do now. Like I'm trying to break down their walls a little bit and expand their ideas a little bit. But I love singing to open-hearted people, and the particular places I play now are full of open-hearted people. So it's been a really cool turnaround.
And that's fantastic. That's very much in the same vein as Tom Goss. Like, I really want to see you and Tom co-headline like a church tour together.
That would be fun. Yeah, I love Tom. I got to tour a little bit with him in I think maybe 2 years ago or so, and it was a blast. He's a really cool guy. I'm actually going to go see one of our fellow friends, Matt Alber, is playing at Lazy Bear in Guerneville, and I'm going to be going out there to see him in a couple days, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. I just saw him a couple of weeks ago in Provincetown.
Yeah, he's so cool.
Yeah, I know. I need to send him a message. He owes me a CD.
Oh, nice. Follow up. That's right. You got to follow up with those artist types.
Exactly. Free spirits all over the place.
You're freaking forgetful, man.
Why don't you get a real job, sir?
I know. Then I'm sitting around forgetting things like my CD.
So let's circle back around to Maybe Stars. Like, okay, so you have a couple of albums that came out before that. There's Fox Eyes Whale Heart, and then you actually took some of, there's at least one of the songs from that one that you then redid for Maybe Stars.
Yes, yeah. There were actually one called Bones, which is kind of about self-sabotage, and then another one called Belly of the Beast, which is about meeting someone kind of at the bottom of their, when they've hit rock bottom. I had beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people I got to work with for Maybe Stars. And I was like, we have to do these songs. I want to see what you guys would do with these songs. And I'm so happy with how they turned out.
Oh, absolutely. They were good. And then they became amazing, you know, and that's so weird to say. Like, I never want to make it sound like I didn't appreciate the original version of it, but hearing the complexity and the depth of the songs on Maybe Stars, it's immense. Like, it's a fantastic rendition that was able to be put together for Maybe Stars.
Yeah, and it was out in Portland, Oregon, and it was a husband and a wife team that produced it. So they were just like, they were super connected emotionally to themselves and to the music and to the kind of the heart of the story. And so I'm so delighted with how they turned out and how that album turned out. I love that you enjoy it. And I was a little pensive when I made it first because it's a more thoughtful record. You know, Fox Eyes is a little more upbeat and this one's a little more like take a glass of wine or, you know, play some Super Mario Odyssey. and take a journey with it. And so a little nervous. And then I released it. And what came back to me in spades was the feeling that, you know, if you're trying to write something sincere as an artist and you're following your heart, people are going to resonate with it. And I'm so delighted people are connecting with it. And I'm still getting invited to Pride events. They're not like, you know what I mean? I was a little worried that Pride festivals are going to be like, oh, this is like, you know, not, we want like, you know, ukuleles and dancing at all times. I find that when I go perform gay events all over the country, there are people in the audience that are, they're looking for music that's more thoughtful and open-hearted. Like they're looking for that. And so it's really great after a show to come back to the table and have someone be like, I enjoyed all the drag and dance stuff, but boy, I really wanted a moment to actually think about, you know, what's going on in my life. And you provided that. And yeah, so I'm so stoked I get to do that.
That's fantastic. And I mean, that's really, I always joke about the fact that when people are like, what's your favorite type of music? And I'm like, sad songs. And, you know, Maybe Stars really did resonate when I first listened to it. And it continues to evolve as my situations change. And I mean, I think that's kind of the mark of good art, is that you can see it in one perspective in one way at one point in time, and then you change and the art changes with you to reflect where you are now.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man.
So let's talk about some not so great moments, because after you had done your campaign for Maybe Stars, you were hit hard by the wildfires.
Yeah, my ex-partner and I were in Northern California, and we had actually been kind of going through a breakup for about a year, back and forth a little bit. And, it was actually kind of the day after we had like finally decided, okay, we need to take a little break, that the fires hit. So it was quite a, it was quite an October last year. And we were out of town, and these, this giant wildfire blazed through Northern California and hit our house and completely, you know, reduced it to ash. And so, yeah, it was a really rough time. And talk about meaning of songs changing. I feel like a lot of those songs I was writing, maybe Stars, in that time when I was kind of breaking up with my partner, and there was a little bit of insecurity going on in my life. And so a lot of the songs are what I would call aspirational. Like, I'm writing to get there. You know what I mean? I'm not writing because I'm there. I'm writing because I want to get there. The idea of the song.
Absolutely.
And yeah. And so my when I needed them the most, they were there for me. It's like I got to sing these songs about belonging and about finding peace within yourself and about all, and about courage and about all these things. After the fire, when I really, really needed to feel at peace. And I'm not, you know, I'm not going to say that they fixed everything for me, but I'm going to say that they were really great companions to have as I walked through what was a really wild and difficult 6 months of my life.
That's incredible. And it was great to see that you didn't just take it as a hit to yourself. You know, you were part of a community rebuilding. You contributed to a compilation album that was helping to raise funds to help rebuild.
Yeah, that was wonderful. My producer friend created a whole compilation album, and I got to we went into a studio and created a whole nother rendition of There Is a Shore that I love on the ukulele as part of the compilation album, and we got to raise some funds for that. And you know, I was lucky. I was out playing shows and gigging, and paychecks were still coming in. And so when they needed funding for that album, I was able to kind of pitch in a little bit and make sure that we could get a bunch of albums distributed. So I still tour with it now too. I kind of tour with it. And every time we sell one of those compilation CDs, that helps raise money for the victims of the fires.
That's fantastic. So with that part of your life kind of starting to rebound, you've now taken up an artist residency recently, correct?
Yeah, this is an interesting experiment, man. I'm here in Los Altos, California now, and I'm with like a great progressive spiritual community, and I told them, hey, I want to come and make art, and will you guys support that? Like, would you put me up if I share music with your community every now and then? Will you put me up? Will you allow me to create what I want to create with kind of no strings attached? And are you interested in that, having an artist in residence? And this community, Los Altos United Methodist Church, was like, yes, absolutely. Totally supportive of the fact that I'm gay, supportive that I'm playing all these gay events. I mean, I get to play yours soon, which I'm delighted about. And I'm also playing like a gay event out in the Poconos with a bunch of naked gay guys, and they don't mind at all. They're like totally supportive of it, which is great. So it's a really cool experience on that front.
That's fantastic. It's great to see that even though there's been, you know, some rough times, that you've been able to, you know, find your footing and find a place to be able to thrive again. And it's great to see that.
Thanks, man. Well, it's all thanks to people like you and folks all around the country that still believe in my music. I mean, I definitely wouldn't have been able to bounce back without you and everyone else that really seems to connect with the tunes. So thanks for being someone that listens and supports. I appreciate that.
Of course. I'm honestly, like, I've been really trying to help support like amazing LGBT singer songwriters. You know, you brought it up, and I'll circle to this to be kind of one of the last things that we get to talk about. I, after listening to Maybe Stars, I kind of was dead set on saying to myself, you need to have him at Bearbust. And for longtime listeners of Flame On, they know that over the last couple of years, I've taken on the role of the event planner and organizer and the bitch that runs back and forth for 4 days, you know, nonstop from morning to night for Bear Bus here in Orlando. And I was like, you know what? I need to get this guy here. You know, there was just something about the music, about your story, how you present yourself on, you know, your social media, that just was like, okay, this is good people. This is someone who I want to support. And I am super stoked to have you out at Bear Bus. We just announced your appearance just a couple of days ago here. And I am so excited to have you come down for Bear Bust. And on top of that, not just performing, but you're also going to be a judge for the Mr. Bear Bust contest.
Yes, I cannot wait for that.
Oh, you're in for a treat, because I don't know if I've 100% gone over how this whole thing works, but I'm sure you will get a kick out of it, it's going to be a good time.
That's great. Well, I as a fan of bears myself, I've just kind of been dipping my toe into the bear community, and y'all are awesome. So I'm stoked to be spending a weekend with you guys.
It's gonna be great. And the best part is that for the Mr. Bear Bus contest, I'm gonna have you on the judges panel along with Scott and Adam from Where the Bears Are, and Miss Coco Peru will be hosting the entire contest. So I'm just tickled to see how this whole thing is going to turn out. The last couple of years, last year we had Jackie Beat hosting with a couple of the guys from Where the Bears Are on the judges panel. The year before that, we had Lady Bunny, and the year before that was Varla Jean Merman. So the Mr. Bear Bus contest on the Saturday night of Bear Bus has become an absolute highlight of the weekend for me. And the fact that it's my birthday weekend doesn't hurt either. So we joke and say that it's my birthday party, and I kind of plan it that way, and you know, it works out for me, and everybody seems to have a good time. So in the long run, it works out for everyone.
Thanks, man. Well, thank you for having me on here, and I cannot wait to be a part of Bear Bus.
Absolutely. So before we sign off, why don't you let the listening audience know where they can find you online?
Yeah, sure. So best place with everything that I have made and everything is just BobbyJoeValentine.com. And there's no E in the Joe, so BobbyJoeValentine.com. And there's a TED Talk on there. There's a bunch of performances. There's a place where you can find my albums and Spotify links and everything on there. And I'm also, on the Spotify, the iTunes, the Instagram. If you search my name, I'm on all those places.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for doing this, Bobby. I cannot wait to actually get to meet you in person in October for Bear Bust. And I can't wait for our audience to get to see you perform and be a part of Bear Bust weekend in October.
Thanks, man. I look forward to it.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Flame On listeners, we just want to remind you to go and check us out at flameonshow.com. You can check out all of our social media by clicking on the chicklets at the bottom. If you enjoy what we do here and want to support us or the Nerdy Show Network in general, head on over to patreon.com/nerdyshow and become a patron today. For as little as a dollar or as much as you want to give, you can support our show and the network. If you want the money to come directly to us or even just a portion of it, make sure to include that in the notes. And if you are so inclined, feel free to tell a friend or give us a star rating or review wherever you get your podcasts. And to close out our show, we're going to sign off with a Bobby Joe Valentine tune for you. So enjoy Maybe Stars.
I know you're too old to believe in fairy tales. You've made mistakes, you've had tough breaks, and most your plans have failed. I know that faith is just as strong as what it's in. And you tried God and He was not what you expected in. So you gave it up and left it all behind. But maybe stars will change your mind. maybe stars will change your mind. I know control is something that's hard to give up. People are fools and can be cruel, and most are hard to trust. I know that you have had your full of phony stuff, and you have spent up every cent and still feel out of luck. So you decided truth was hard to find, but maybe stars will change your mind. Maybe stars will change your mind. So come take a walk with me across the galaxy. Stars will change your mind. I know you're too old to believe in fairy tales. I know you're too old to believe in fairy tales. But maybe stars will change your mind.